I mean, I'm not sure. You know, I mean, I think there are problems, one of which is that they really don't know what, you know, would Felipe go to Boston not really knowing what's going to happen next year? I mean, remember, they're trying to sell the team, which means there might be new ownership, which is why Dan Duquette's contract has been postponed for 1 year. I mean, Duquette had a three-year agreement with Harrington, and then that was postponed by the lawyers because they wanted a buyout in case there's an ownership change and they have to bring in somebody else. So maybe Felipe would be hesitant to take that job, but there's a lot of talk. There's a lot of unrest in Boston about Jimmy Williams. I mean, the fans kind of get on him. A lot of the talk show nation is definitely on him. And I think what you find, too, you get some of the players like Bichette and Lansing, who aren't very happy, have been very outspoken about the lineups and things like that. And everyone knows that there is a tension between Duquette and Williams, which would seemingly be counterproductive. Now, actually, I think that they played way above their norm. If you look at that team, other than Everett, Varitek, and Ramirez, there's nobody in that starting lineup that would play for the Milwaukee Brewers. But and they're tied with the New York Yankees, but Red Sox Nation has great expectations.
Yeah, but it's early. Don't worry. By the end of the season, they'll tank.
Jeff Torborg was named manager of Montreal. He comes out the latest to come out of the broadcast booth. I don't imagine, even if this doesn't work out with the Red Sox, I don't imagine Philippe Alou is going to spend any time in the booth. I would imagine he's going to get a job pretty quickly somewhere.
Well, I would think he would, unless he just has decided at the age of 66 that he's had enough and he wants to go fishing. That's there. He has said that to friends, but there's another side to it, and that is he's very bitter about the last 2 years with this ownership and administration in Montreal. And I think I know that he would like to go one time with a shot to win and kind of rub it in their noses. And so I think if he had a shot to win, if a place like Boston were available to him, I think that he might go because of that. But good luck to Jeff Torborg. I mean, I realize maybe Felipe was not the same manager the last year and a half, and I think it's really true. I mean, I was with him last year in late April when he realized that he had signed a contract to stay in Montreal, not go to L.A., and basically it wasn't ever going to happen for him, and he was very down. And I think he managed a little bit like that the last couple of years. That said, I think he could be rejuvenated in a pennant race. I think he could be rejuvenated with players with whom he's close. And, of course, there's probably no player closer to Felipe Alou other than Moises Alou than Pedro Martinez. So it'll be very interesting to see what happens.